The Buckeye Raw Extra Podcast is proudly presented by CF Bank, the boutique bank. Trusted for over 125 years with commercial financing, residential lending, personal banking, and more. Visit us online at www.cf.bank. NMLS 409132, all loans subject to credit approval. Terms, fees, and conditions may apply. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
All right, we are going to open up the floor with questions for quarterback C.J. Stroud. Open it up over to the far left, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
C.J., obviously there were a lot of problems in it, but I don't know if anybody would have predicted the offense would only hit 7 points at halftime, given some of the weapons you have out there. You guys maybe struggled in the first half, it's clicking. What do you think's not clicking that's kind of taking some time, maybe get to the second half?
Yeah, to begin the game, I felt like we came out strong. Got the ball moving, and it kind of the whole first half, every time we got the ball past the 50-yard line and split the field, we just weren't getting in the end zone. So definitely something that we need to fix execution-wise, because I feel like if we put more points up, we might have won the game. So definitely on my part, I have to be better.
Being aggressive enough in the first half?
I mean, yeah, our game plan is always solid. I mean, I don't ever question the game plan. Coach Day is a great coach. Coach Wilson's a great coordinator. Coach Corey Dennis, he does a great job. So, I mean, whatever plays they put out there, we have to execute them.
Second row, middle, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
DJ, how would you assess how you did early on in the game? Did you feel jittery? Did you feel nervous? What was kind of your approach early on?
Yeah, man, I actually felt really comfortable. I mean, thank God. I mean, I even got to play this game. He's been a blessing this week for me. I'll say it like that. I mean, I've been through a lot this week, so... just being out there felt good, just get back to football. And I feel like early on in the game, I was really comfortable. I mean, being home is way better than being away. And I felt the love in the stadium. So I appreciate Buckeye Nation for that.
CJ, over here to the right, Pete Thamel, Yahoo.
CJ, can you just walk us through the interception you threw late in the fourth? It looked like you got flushed out of pocket and were a little compromised and maybe rushed a little.
Yeah, just rushed it on my part. Definitely should have took a little more time to execute the play. Chris did a great job of executing a scramble drill, and I just have to put it on him, simple as that. I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
second row right, Laurie Schmidt, Columbus Dispatch.
CJ, you said you went through a lot this week. Was there something beyond the typical game week preparation that you're referring to?
No, just some nicks and bruises just off of Minnesota. Two tough teams that we played, so, I mean, they both hit hard, so.
Way in the back, Spencer Letterman Rowe.
So, Ryan said after the Minnesota game that you guys had one more game for you to kind of take a breath. How much more difficult is it now to step back and kind of be able to take that breath but at the same time not worry about trying to press as you guys try to go forward?
Yeah, I mean, especially for my part, man, I just really have to keep being a leader in the room, in the offensive unit and on the team, because Haskell came up and after the game and he said something great that, the season's not over, and we're not going to press. We're going to stick together. We're not going to point fingers. I mean, it starts on my behalf to lead the team as a quarterback. So definitely I feel like I will do my part to get us back to where we need to be.
Did I miss anyone? Questions? Oh, far left, Austin Ward, Letterman Rowe.
So, you know, there were some practices in training camp where they kind of gave you the day off from throwing. You seem to be working on your shoulder a lot, just twirling it around. Like, is your shoulder okay? Like, do you feel – feel healthy enough in that?
Yeah, I mean, I was healthy enough to play, so I mean, that's really all that matters. And my receivers did a great job from creating separation for me today, and I feel like even after I got going, I didn't feel any pain in my shoulder. So definitely, yeah, I'll be all right. I'm good.
Right in the middle, Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
DJ, you mentioned it as a quarterback. It's on you to, you know, make sure this team gets through this. What do you feel like are the things you can do to, you know, keep this team on track coming out of this loss?
Yeah, I mean, just practice has to be better. Definitely on my part, we have to be very precise on everything. I mean, not that it isn't like that, but we can be even better. So, I mean, on my part, I have to make sure the offense is as sturdy as possible, and we have to be on point with everything.
We're going to take a couple more questions for CJ. Over here to the right, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
It just seemed like there was a connection with Jackson Smith and Jigba that progressed over the course of the game. Did you start to see him more later in the game? Did somebody point out to you that he was getting open early and you were able to take advantage of that later?
Yeah, I mean, he's a dog. He's a great receiver. He's somebody I can rely on, just like the rest of the two receivers, and definitely made plays when his number was called. So appreciate him a lot. I mean, he has trusted me. He's really the reason I'm here at Ohio State.
We'll go with one last question for CJ. Joe Gekler from WTUZ.
CJ, you find it hard to get in a rhythm when you have multiple running backs shifting in and out. Last week it was four different running backs in Minnesota. Today it's just the two with Mayan and Travion. Do you find it hard to get into a rhythm in the offense?
No, I mean, we have great backs. I mean, they both did a great job today. I don't think we were getting some of the holes that we thought we were going to get, but even when they weren't there, we were still pressing the ball and we were landing forward, still getting 2-3 extra yards. And I mean, those guys were toting the rock. So, I mean, they did what we asked them to do. And so, I mean, kudos to Trey and Mayan, because I think they did a great job.
Great. CJ, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.